the Conference Board, they're out with a new survey, and they take a look at how people are feeling about returning to work amid the surge that we're seeing in the Delta variant, and then also what the future of work is going to potentially look like. So we want to bring in Rebecca Rai, Executive Vice President with the Conference Board. And Rebecca, I guess just lay it out for us. What did your survey find?
Well, thanks for asking me to join you. You know, what we saw was a rise in the level of concern among workers returning to the workplace. And certainly I'm cognizant that many never left. And certainly there were a lot of people who simply adapted and kept right on rolling. But for those who were able to work remotely for the last year and a half or so, this return to the workplace is not without its concerns in among them. And most of it is the fear of risking for themselves and for people who might be in their home. We had seen a steady decline since we've been asking the same question in earlier surveys, and it moved up to 4 in 10 who are very concerned about either contracting it personally or bringing it home. And that's, I think, due to the headlines around the Delta variant and its rise, as well as overburdened healthcare systems. And I think that's very much front and center for workers.
I want to ask you about labor turnover. And in your notes, you say that more than one third of employees may leave their organizations within the next 6 months, and 29% of them are unsure if they will remain at their current job. I think we can imagine what the reasoning is behind this, but how are employers dealing with this? Any dynamics that we're not seeing?
Certainly. You know, so you do have about a third of the 2,400 who responded to our survey who said that they're not sure that they'll remain, or they definitely have plans to leave, right? So that's a good third of the population. I think what's driving much of this is when you ask those who said that they're not sure or certainly have thought about leaving, we ask them what was important to them. And more than 80% said that they were looking for one quality in particular in a new job, and that was flexible work arrangements. Now, traditionally, career advancement and more compensation were the top drivers, but this was slightly above those, only by a couple of percentage points. But it's interesting to know that these are people who are very willing to change jobs primarily for flexible work arrangements. And that could be in terms of location or hours or remote versus, you know, in person. And so I think employers need to be very aware of the underlying sentiment here. And in fact, you can see in some sectors, people are already stepping forward to say, if you're not comfortable with, you know, name the competitor and their return to work policies, come here and we can accommodate you. And I think that's going to bode very well for people who are looking for new opportunities, who want that flexibility, and companies should be aware of the impact of those decisions.
Yeah, Rebecca, that's something that we're hearing time and time again, just that people want the flexibility. People want the option to work from home a couple of days a week and then go into office maybe 1, 2, or 3 days a week. But from a company perspective, I guess, what's the cost of working from home? Because you would think that it obviously would have some impact on the company culture.
Sure. I think there's an argument to be made that the more people are distributed and remote, that you have to work that much harder, perhaps to give them a sense of cohesiveness. I think every company needs to re-recruit their workers, regardless of your thoughts about being in person in the workplace or not. We have to reconnect people to the mission and purpose. You know, the longer we have stayed in this predominantly remote working environment, the more people have become accustomed to integrating their work and business lives and personal lives. And so what you see, I think, is a group of people who have decided this is not such a bad thing. And why should I go into the workplace? So I think companies need to think about how do you entice them to come to the workplace? Why? We've shown that productivity is as high, if not higher, throughout this, and set aside for just a moment the ramifications sometimes for increased isolation or mental health concerns. But productivity has remained high. We have the technology certainly to do it. So why would you ask people to come back in? Perhaps many of them commuting, perhaps some of them taking subway systems or being in environments where they don't feel entirely safe. So is it about helping people get connected to the mission? Is it about information jam sessions? Is it about networking and helping people feel connected again? To figure out some reason why you want to bring them back to the workplace, not simply to check a box that, yes, we brought them all back. And isn't that terrific? Yeah.
Yeah, and just kind of following up on that, what can employers do exactly to help some of the remote employees, especially those living in other states, feel connected to the workforce? I know you talked about some jam sessions and everything, but I know in our organization, we have a bunch of new hires here. I haven't met them, and sometimes it's difficult just to do this only online. Any special tips or techniques that people are looking towards in this environment?
I think you're spot on. You know, you have a lot of people who were hired in the last year and a half, many of whom have never met their colleagues in person. And I think it is easier to build on relationships that you may have had before the pandemic now that you're in a virtual setting, as opposed to those who come in and all they've ever known is the virtual approach. So think about how you might bring back teams together, how you might have some team building kinds of opportunities for intact teams, welcoming new hires, and onboarding them. And then I think you need to re-recruit all of your workers and have them feel just as special and just as much a part of this new vision of the company going forward. And I think companies that don't do that do this at their own risk.